Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Luis Schiavone. President Biden's re-election campaign is starting to kick into high gear. In Philadelphia yesterday, he went after former President Trump, and this time by name. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more.
President Biden's energy from his State of the Union address continued in Philadelphia at his first campaign rally of the general election season. He didn't just refer to his, quote, predecessor, though. He brought up Donald Trump several times, talking about democracy, the economy, and on abortion. Here's Biden talking about how a family in Alabama had to pause their IVF treatments after the state Supreme Court ruling there.
Do you know why it happened? I'll tell you why. One reason, Donald Trump.
Next, Biden is headed to Atlanta before traveling to New Hampshire, Wisconsin, and Michigan next week. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, Philadelphia.
The centrist political party No Label says it is moving forward with an effort to field a bipartisan ticket for president and vice president this November. NPR's Stephen Fowler reports there are still questions surrounding the third party group's process and plans.
No Label says its delegates voted to move forward with a push to support a third party presidential ticket to challenge President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. But the group has no candidates, no publicized criteria for identifying a nominee, no publicized list of donors, and some critics say no shot at doing anything other than helping to elect Trump. No Label says it is, quote, accelerating candidate outreach and will announce how it will select candidates next week. Stephen Fowler, NPR News.
Major progress is being made in the Texas Panhandle, where crews have been battling historic wildfires that have burned for almost 2 weeks. From member station KTTZ, Brad Burt reports that the containment on the active wildfires is now at around 90%.
Early morning light rains and snow in the area are keeping sparks from spreading and giving crews a chance to bring these fires to a complete stop, with the weekend showing favorable weather conditions through Sunday. Attention now shifts toward recovery, with almost 2,000 square miles of grassland burned and thousands of cattle lost in an area that supports 85% of the state's cattle industry. Full assessments of the damage won't be available until the fires are fully cleared. Panhandle ranchers now shift to rebuilding fences, livelihoods, and homes as drought conditions in the area are expected to remain steady going into the spring. I'm Brad Burt in Lubbock.
Sharpened number two pencils will not be required for students taking the SAT college admission exams. As of this week, students in the U.S. will take the new SAT on their own devices, including tablet or laptop, or on a school device. The test is shorter by an hour, having previously been 3 hours. It also has shorter reading passages and uses digital tools, including a graphing calculator. This is NPR News. The creator of the popular Dragon Ball franchise, Akira Toriyama, has died after suffering a blood clot in his brain. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, the 68-year-old artist and filmmaker's creation became a global sensation.
Akira Toriyama first published Dragon Ball in the weekly comics magazine Shonen Jump in the 1980s. The series followed Goku, a human-like alien who defends Earth. It became one of the highest-selling manga series of all time and source of a wildly popular animated adaptation, Dragon Ball Z.
I am the hope of the universe. I am the answer to all living things that cry out for peace.
The Japanese franchise remains popular around the world, adapted into films, video games, and multiple anime series. Goku and the other characters are also often referenced in hip-hop. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Under regulatory pressure in Europe, Apple is now opening up a business lane for adversary video game maker Epic Games. Under the change, Epic Games will be able to set up an alternative store for iPhone apps in Europe. The switch announced Friday. It's the latest development in a fight between Apple and the maker of the popular video game Fortnite over how iPhone apps are distributed. Apple had opposed Epic's plans to take advantage of new rules in Europe to open an alternative app store. Regulators there moved in swiftly, ending in Apple's change of course. I'm Luis Schiavone, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.